The Brown Bears are 4-6 as they hit the ice Friday night for their first home game of the season against the Shreveport Mudbugs. At practice Thursday morning, first-year head coach Josh Petrich was working out the team with a little three-puck D-zone.
We're really working on our defensive zone and being good in our posture and in our system. So you're seeing
the defense will need to step up as the Brown Bears had some tough one-point losses on the road trip to begin the season. But overall, they've outscored their opponents 36-31 over the first 10 games. Petrich says his team is ready to play at home on some bigger ice and hopefully turn those close losses into some W's.
We want to be a fast puck possession team. We have a big rink here to utilize. It's going to be tough for teams to come in and not play on this normally and have to get used to it. We have a lot of space. And then special teams, we've been very good on the road so far, and we want to continue that now that we have more time and space, that we want to continue that. So I think you're going to see a team that's competitive, it's fast, but it's not going to get pushed around either. You know, by no means are we going to be a team that backs down to other teams. We're going to play in-your-face hockey and put tons of pressure on teams with our speed.
As part of the developmental North American Hockey League, players are looking to use their time as Brown Bears to get noticed by college and pro scouts. Petrich says there will be some eyes from Division I college programs here this weekend as several of his players are earning some attention.
Some teams will tell us that we're here to develop hockey players than human beings. We're here to develop human beings and great young men for this community. And in the same period, we're developing them to be great hockey players and advance them on to their next goal in their career, be it professional hockey overseas, be it college hockey here in the U.S. I would beg to say that we've got 8 or 9 guys that are already talking to Division I teams on our team. Just from our success off the first 10 games.
Ideally, teams at this level will see about half their roster advance up the hockey ladder next year and half return. Coach Petrich says if all 23 on the team get signed elsewhere, that's great too.
By no means am I saying winning takes back seat, but I'm a firm believer if we advance our guys, winning's going to come hand in hand. Like they kind of correlate very well.
The Brown Bears will have a test in visiting Shreveport this weekend. The Mudbugs sit comfortably atop the South Division standings.
Shreveport is no slouch, and we know that 100%. They're first place in their division, and the South Division's always tough. They're a fast team. They're heads up. I would have got you if that came near you. They're a veteran team, and so we're super excited to have our home opener play them. Their head coach is one of my good friends. It's going to be a fast. It's going to be fun.
And this home opener is a special one, considering it was no guarantee just a few months ago. Brown Bear fans and supporters rallied to raise more than $300,000 to keep the team going this season.
Not only is this a great day for our boys to get our home opener and get back playing in front of our guys, but this is going to be a great day for community to say thank you for everything they've done for us in the last 6 months. So the whole team is really excited for what this can be.
The puck drops at 7:30 Friday night at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. Shreveport is in town for a 2-game set, but the Brown Bears are sticking around for a long homestand. They won't hit the road again until after Thanksgiving. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.